ओम शांति। दिस इज अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 15 दिसंबर 2004। इफ समवन गिव्स यू बैड विशेस, व्हाट विल यू डू? कंटिन्यू टू गिव गुड विशेस एंड कंटिन्यू टू रिसीव देम एंड यू विल बिकम कंप्लीट। व्हाट विल यू डू इफ समवन सेंड्स यू बैड विशेस, बद्दुआ? विल यू टेक देम? इफ समवन गिव्स यू बैड विशेस, बद्दुआ, व्हाट विल यू डू? विल यू टेक देम? जस्ट कंसिडर, इफ यू टेक दोज बैड विशेस, will there be cleanliness in yourself? Swachhata. Bad wishes are something bad. Baddua are really bad. Isn't it not? If you take them into yourself, then there wouldn't be that cleanliness in yourself anymore, would there? If the slightest defect remains, you won't be able to become perfect. If someone gives you something that is spoiled, would you take it? If someone gives you some very beautiful but rotten fruit, would you take it? Would you take it or not? Or would you say it is good and you have given it? Whenever anyone gives you bad wishes, do not imbibe that in your mind. You understand that those are bad wishes, and so do not imbibe those bad wishes in yourself, for otherwise it will become a defect. If there is ever an influence of bad wishes, then give tenfold more good wishes, Shubh Bhavna, Dua, and finish that influence, Prabhav. Reduce the influence of one bad wish, one Bad Dua, with tenfold good wishes, and you will then have courage. After all, it is you who incur a loss. The other person gives bad wishes and goes away. But if someone imbibes Dharan, those bad wishes, who will experience sorrow, dukkha? The one who takes or the one who gives? The one who gives does experience sorrow, but the one who receives experiences greater sorrow. The one who is giving is careless, albela. So such a beautiful thing Baba has told here. If suppose somebody gives you baddua, bad wishes, what you should do? So it is a baddua management. Baba is teaching us how to manage bad wishes, how to manage insults. If suppose somebody insults you, somebody gives you, sends you bad wishes, what you have to do? So what is the answer? Good wishes to that person. No, that is fine. But right now, in the daytime, if somebody is sitting in front of you or standing in front of you, somebody is insulting you, somebody is giving you bad wishes, okay, what you will do that time? First thing Baba said is, don't take it. Don't accept it. Two things. Don't receive it, don't accept it, don't take it. Because if you take, because bad wishes are after all bad. So if you take anything bad, there will be uncleanliness, aswachhata within you. And you have to become perfect, so there should not be an even slightest defect. So first thing is, don't take it. Second is, if somebody gives you one bad wish, what you should do? 10 times good wishes you give them. Then you will have little courage. And Baba is saying, the one who is giving you bad wishes, he is careless. Okay? He is careless. He is giving you bad wish. And he himself is experiencing sorrow. But if you take, you will experience greater sorrow. Okay? So this is what Baba said. Now coming to the discussion. Everybody has heard about the story of Mahatma Buddha. He was going from one village to another village, and when he enters this village, many people come and they start abusing him. They start insulting him. So he stays calm and quiet. He doesn't say a single word. They keep on abusing, they keep on saying all the filthy words to him, and Mahatma Buddha doesn't say anything. At the end he says, if you have finished, may I go? Because I have to go to next village where I have some very important work and many people are waiting for me. So those people say, we hurled so many abuses at you and you are not saying anything. So Mahatma Buddha says to them, if you had come to me 10 years before, then I would have definitely rebut you. I would have definitely give an answer to whatever you are saying. But now I cannot. If you had come to me 10 years before, then I would have definitely given you tit for tat. But now I cannot, because I have not received what you have given me. And he gives one example. Recently I had been to one village. There many people came and they gave me sweets. But I refused. So what happened to those sweets? So these people say, definitely those sweets went back to the people who gave him. And Mahatma Buddha says, what those people must have done with those sweets? So those people must have given, distributed that, kept with themselves or distributed in their family. So here also Buddha says, I don't receive what you are giving me. So where it will remain? It will stay with you. And here he gives a very good example. He gives example of torch, mashal. Suppose this is a torch, okay? And if you hurl and throw the torch into river, what happens? Before it touches the water of the river, it is still burning. There is a fire. But the moment it touches the river, fire is gone. Now I have become river. And what you are throwing at me, these are the torches. These are the mashal. The fire, the moment they come to me, they become extinguished. He says, you are throwing thorns at me. But the moment they touch the silence within me, they turn into flower. So your abuses, your insults do not touch me. Your bad wishes do not touch me. So here, what management Baba is teaching us, if suppose somebody gives you bad wishes, baddua, you have all good wishes for him, you have never hurt him, you have never said a single word against him, but in spite of that, people are abusing you, people are casting aspersions on you, people are going against you, criticizing you, critiquing you, opposing you very severely, harshly. What you have to do is, first, do not accept. Second, give good wishes to him. How many times? 10 times. It's not a joke to give 10 times good wishes. Because that time, our mind becomes negative for that person. Now Baba is give 10 good wishes. For 10, at least one should remember those 10 good wishes. Even if somebody praises us, and we are asked to speak some good wishes for him, it is difficult sometimes. Even somebody who praises us, and we are asked to speak good of him, to praise him back, it's difficult to praise that person sometimes. Now here Baba is telling, for that person who is abusing you, insulting you, giving good, bad wishes, give him 10 times good wishes. Okay, forget 10 times. At least 2 times. Minimum. 2 times. So these are the 2 things Baba has said here. But it is not that simple. Now we need to understand, when suppose somebody is giving bad wishes, how not to accept. What are the ways of not accepting bad wishes? Suppose somebody is insulting you, at that time what to do? Practically what to do? So we will see 4 or 5 things. First, suppose somebody comes and insults you. First of all, ignore that insult. Don't pay too much attention. What you have to do? Ignore it. Just ignore that insult. Don't pay too much attention. One is this. Second is, start thinking of something else. Start thinking of you are sitting in Diamond Hall and Baba is giving drishti to you. Start thinking of Amrit Vela Yoga. Start thinking of all the good time you had spent in Madhuban. Start thinking of all the good wishes, all the people who praised you. Remember their compliments. You divert your mind somewhere. Suppose the person is in front of me, he is abusing, he is insulting me, and I am standing, but I am, first of all, I don't have to accept. But what are the ways of not accepting is, first, ignore it. Think that this person is not very important. His comment, his opinion is not very important. Suppose there are 100 people, 99 people praise me, and one person comes and abuses me. Should I get unhappy? Just because his one comment? So that's why you have to think that time. It is like, it's not a very good idea, but you should think of how people are praising you. You remember their praises, your comments, their appreciation. There are people who are praising you. So why you are getting affected by one person? Okay? Like, for example, if suppose you have some drawn good picture and that is posted online, okay, you will see the comments. 1,000 people are praising you and 5 people are abusing you. There are people, even Baba's video, they say this, dislike. Now look at this. Even for Baba's video, people show dislike. What is that? These are people who are not like Baba, talking this manner. So who are you? Where are you? Where do you stand? So don't give too much attention to that person's opinion. Not that, suppose this is a class is there, okay, we are sitting here and giving, we are doing Gyan discussion, and suppose one day one person comes and says, oh, this is useless, you foolish people. You are simply wasting your time. This is not the way to churn knowledge. I will teach you. So if suppose that person opposes us, should we get unhappy and stop the class? And we start thinking, oh, we are wrong somewhere, we should stop. Never. That person we don't know how much importance we are giving to this, that person. We need not to give that much importance. Let him talk anything. Where is he? He is that important. Even if he is whatever. We have to remain unaffected by insult. Otherwise, even the strong people get affected by insult. So don't get affected. First is, ignore it. Okay? Just ignore. There are people who praise. So why to pay attention? Second, start thinking of something else. Something good time. You start thinking of Baba is meeting you and Baba is praising you. You are a great soul. He is saying you are worthless. And you remember Baba is saying, oh, you are diamond. Next Sunday is Murli. 5 samans. First, you are shining diamond. Second, you are valuable diamond. Third, you are flawless diamond. Fifth, you are number one diamond. You are number one diamond. And valuable, flawless, you are real diamond, Satcha. These are the 5 things Baba said. So start remembering. Baba is saying, oh, you are shining diamond. You are flawless diamond or clean diamond. You are real diamond. You are invaluable diamond or valuable diamond. Or you are number one diamond. You are not the number two sitting like Sita in the cottage of sorrow. Shok Vatika. You are not number two. You are number one. You are shining. So no dust can come. You are flawless. No stain can come. You are valuable. You are not worthless. This person is saying, you are worthless, you are useless, you are good for nothing, you don't do anything well. And remember, Baba is saying, oh, you are like a diamond. Remember, I am shining like a diamond. From here, rays are going out. You are diverting your mind. Because if you keep on listening to what he is saying, it has gone inside. You soak it up. So don't imbibe, don't accept. So divert. This is second. Third, accept with pleasure. Accept with pleasure. If he is saying, for example, he is saying, your shoes is so bad. Okay? Oh, you said, oh, really? Oh, yes, I accept my shoe is bad. Fine. This is also one of the ways. Third. Fourth, start complimenting him. He is saying, your shoes is bad. He says, say to him, your shoes is very good. He is telling you, your shirt is so dirty. Tell him your shirt is very nice, from where you got it. He is saying that you don't know how to speak. Start praising him. You speak so well, please teach me. So he will get shocked and shut up. You start praising him in return. So start giving compliment. He is insulting you, you start complimenting him. He is saying you don't know speaking, you don't know how to do any work, you are good, you are worthless, you are such a nobody. He is just non-stop. You don't know how to do yoga. Tell him, you look a very good yogi. You appear like a yogi. He is telling you that you don't know how to speak. Tell him that when you speak, it seems as if pearls are coming out from your mouth. Start praising that person. This is another way of dealing with insult, or this is, we are talking of baddua management, okay, how to manage, because we have to do something, we cannot just stand, because if we don't do anything, we just stand like this, and without any thought, because we are in a state of shock, so everything has gone inside, we have imbibed it, and during the yoga, then we will start remembering, and then negativity will arise for that person, okay. Then fifth method is, when suppose somebody is abusing it, laugh it off. Just laugh it off. Just, one is ignore, other is, just laugh it off. You just make a fun of it. His insult. He is so serious. He is so serious in insulting you. And you are just, I don't know what example to give here, but you just laugh it off. What you can call, hasi, mazak udana, hasi uda dena. Kidding, he is just kidding. If he is insulting you, and tell him that, oh, please stop kidding, let's go for some walking, let's go and have Brahma Bhojan. Other method is change the subject. He is change the subject. If he is abusing you, and once he finishes his sermon, his pravachan, and then later on you say, now, okay, let's start the work now. As if you are unaffected. Inverted vessel. You are like an inverted vessel, container. So, do that. But somehow, at that moment, you have to do something. If you don't do anything, later on you will start remembering that insult. And one more thing, stay calm. Don't get excited, heated. And one more thing, if somebody insults you online, never answer. No answer. Remember that. Suppose somebody comes to you, sends a big message to you, you are not responding to my messages, you are this, you are that, you are very egoistic. You know, many people do that. They will send, suppose a group is there, and suppose 100 people, suppose somebody is posting anything, and you remove that person from the group. So he will send a personal message. Okay? Online, never respond to any online abuses. Never. That's a rule. Because if you respond, 10 responses from that side. If you say one thing, you say, oh, please don't do such, anything. No response. The moment you try to respond any online insults, you are getting into trouble, into deep waters. Don't go into that. Better, let him call and then you talk on phone. Phone call. Talking is always better than responding online. This online responding to insults, abuses, is very dangerous game. Because they will do anything. From that side, they will sometimes threaten you. Even threaten. Because of you, I am giving up Gyan now. Now you feel, oh, all blame is on me now. Because of me, he has given up Gyan. Means what is his faith? First of all, you don't follow the rules and regulation. And then, I remember in our OPD, what happened yesterday, one man came. He's a BK. He came, and there were many patients waiting outside. He came in between and sat. And said, please see me. He has not registered, he has not put the date. And he's asking me to sit, see him. I said, there are other people who are waiting outside. You come later on. No, I am in hurry. All are in hurry. All are in hurry. Okay, then I don't want to show. He got so unhappy. Now, as if I am responsible if something happens to him. And he has no time. After some time, I saw him 1 hour after. He was roving around somewhere. So these are the people who come. They come and they say, my bus is waiting. Please see me. First, everybody is in hurry. You are not the only person who is in hurry. This I have seen. Many people, they say, and then they get so unhappy and upset. They show their displeasure. Okay, Baba will take care of me, if anything happens to me. And I know their problem is not physical. Their problem is not physical. The problem is something else. So, people get unhappy, people get disturbed. They do anything. They will start. So it doesn't mean that what is their opinion. It is not that you start getting affected. on one side it is good that you should be sensitive person, you should understand their feelings and emotions, and we know that what is emergency and what is not emergency. This is not emergency. So we understand. And there are people definitely who are definitely in hurry, and we know, we understand their problem. Yes, we do respond to them. But these are people who come like this. And they are unhappy not because of us, by their own reasons. Baba said in one of the Dadi Prakashmani, he had asked, what to do if people are not satisfied with me? Baba said 5% people would be there in the world who will never get satisfied with you, because they have taken a pledge, oath, shapat, to remain unhappy. What you can do now? How can you make them happy? You cannot make them happy, because they are unhappy because of their own sanskars. So, how to manage bad wishes? These are some of the ways. What are the ways? First ignore. Second, divert your mind. At that time, start thinking of something else. Anything that could be. Start thinking of your planning. Once I finish this, then I have to go and take food. And after food, I have to revise Murli. Then I have to take class. Start remembering your planning. He is abusing. You start inside your planning. Okay? So this. Then, third is, start complimenting him. Complimenting. Give him. Okay, what is third then? Accept with pleasure, yeah. Accept with pleasure. If he is saying, this is bad, okay, I am bad, I accept. Accept with pleasure, not with unhappiness. I accept. And I will make effort to improve myself next time. If it's you came late, you always come late. You came late once in 1 year. He is saying you always come late. This is how they frame the statement. You came late for the first time on your duty. They say, this is the person who always come late. You have made one mistake, he will say, he is always careless. This, they use the such word. Because while using this word, they are protecting themselves and they are justifying their anger. Because nobody can say them anything. Because when they say that he is always late, who will say them anything? Nobody. So these are protective words they use. He is always late, he is always careless, he doesn't do always, he never listens to me, he is always disobedient. He talks this. So accept with pleasure. Then fourth, compliment them. This is a very tough, this is a actually the greatest blow to him. He will become speechless. If you start complimenting, what he will speak? You are abusing and he is abusing and you are complimenting. Fifth is, laugh it off. Sixth is, change the topic. Seventh is, do not respond to any online insults or comments or likes or dislikes. Stay detached. So these are the things you have to do. And once you, and as regards the Baba, what Baba says, give good wishes to him. Do his mental mansa service later on. And also think that he is at present under influence, under the influence of Maya. Think all this way. Okay? So this is the way to manage the bad wishes. Baddua. Om Shanti.